is a Fox News alert facing charges. I'm Lee Silasera. Nearly a dozen Republicans indicted, including former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani, by a grand jury in Arizona for election interference.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays revealing a grand jury has indicted 11 people connected to former President Trump's 2020 campaign as part of an alternate elector scheme to allegedly overturn President Biden's win.
These charges include fraud, forgery, and conspiracy.
Explaining the individuals who were nominated to be Arizona's Republican electors are accused of submitting a certificate to Congress falsely declaring former President Trump the victor in the state. Adding seven other individuals connected to the alleged scheme are also indicted. The former president is not charged, but described in the indictment as unindicted co-conspirator one.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Testimony continues tomorrow in the hush money trial of former President Trump, and the judge is also expected to rule on whether Trump violated a gag order by posting on social media about the judge's family and witnesses. The Biden administration says pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses must remain peaceful.
President Biden believes in the rights of students to peacefully express themselves, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says.
But when we're talking about hateful rhetoric, when we're talking about violence, we have to call that out. We have to call that. And we've been consistent here throughout this administration.
Pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel protests on college campuses have included harassment of Jewish students and faculty. House Speaker Mike Johnson visited Columbia University in New York City, demanding the school's president resign for failing to respond, he says, to anti-Semitism on campus.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The Supreme Court heard arguments about whether Idaho's strict abortion ban conflicts with a federal emergency care law. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Family members of a man killed in a shootout with police are suing the city of Chicago.
Nicole Banks, the mother of 26-year-old Dexter Reed, demanding a jury trial in her suit against the city of Chicago and police officers who the family claims were negligent during a traffic stop March 21st on Chicago's West Side. A traffic stop that police say Reed quickly escalated from uncooperative to deadly when he opened fire first.
Open the door now!
Police say Reed shot and injured one officer. Four others returned fire, killing him. At the time of the shooting, court records show Reed was on pretrial release on multiple previous felony gun charges. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The USDA has announced new nutrition standards for school meals that will limit added sugars for the first time. Limits on added sugars in foods such as cereal, yogurt, and flavored milk will start in 2025. By 2027, added sugars will be limited to no more than 10% of total calories per week in the school meals. One of the most notable college football stars in recent memory gets the sport's highest award returned to him.
As a result of what the Heisman Trophy Trust calls enormous changes in college athletics over the last several years and recognizing that the compensation of student athletes is an accepted practice and appears here to stay, 2005 Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush was reinstated Wednesday as the winner of the prestigious college football award that he had forfeited in 2010. The Heisman Trust said Bush got his trophy back with a replica to go to a school, USC, which, with eight Heismans, has the most of any school, one more than Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Oklahoma. Reggie Bush, who received what were then improper benefits for the time he played at USC, was a member of the 2004 National Championship team, whose title was vacated by the NCAA because of sanctions against the school over improper benefits given to Bush.
Fox's Jared Max. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.